Time now to produce a pregame short of visit with Tom Cerutori of the Beavers. Congratulations again on the win last night, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
You guys did a lot of things well last night. I thought the work ethic and the want to was really stood out for you guys. It all starts with hard work, doesn't it?
Well, it does, and that's the one thing you have to have, and you have to have it for 60 minutes, and you have to have it for every game. And if you don't have it, you're not going to win any hockey games.
Even if an incoming freshman doesn't have it yet, just watching how guys go about their work here, they have to buy into it in a hurry, don't they?
Well, you hope so. And, those are the – sometimes, again, you hope you're bringing those kids in anyway that they already have it when they come in here. And all of our incoming freshmen do have it. It's the hardest-working freshman class we've ever brought in here. I can tell you that right now. So, that's a testament to those kids right there. But so far, again, guys are playing with a lot of passion.
In all sports, there are a lot of professional athletes even that are horrible practice players that are great in-game players. Doesn't really make a whole heck of a lot of sense, does it? Don't you think you'd follow up in a game what you're doing every day in practice?
I don't buy that, quite honestly, Schultz. I think if you're an athlete, I told our guys the other day, every average practice player I've had is an inconsistent player in games. Not saying they're not good, but they're inconsistent. But every guy that has good practice habits, again, plays good in games. So I think you have to have good practice habits, and when you don't, you're typically going to be very inconsistent.
We talked a bit in the post game about your fourth line and how much you trust you have in them. Have you had a stopper line like that since maybe Chris McKelvey was here?
I think the one year with Darcy and Drew Fisher, that was a very good stopper line right there. Those guys were very, very good, and that was 3 years ago, and those guys ate up a lot of minutes as well. But this group right here is doing a very good job.
More of Tom Cerutori when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Tom Cerutori of the Beavers. You coached enough games, Tom, when you've been on the road for 2 weeks back in the CHA days to know that Friday night of week 2 can be a little rough. They're always a lot better on Saturday night of week 2, aren't they?
Absolutely, and there's a lot on the line right now, and they're going to have a lot of pushback tonight.
Leo Fitzgerald's been sick the last couple of weeks, so he's back in your lineup tonight. How's his energy level?
I think pretty good. Again, he's been practicing since Thursday. And, he was, I think he was, we just told him to take one more day off on Wednesday. But I think it's pretty good. We'll find out tonight, Schultz. But the kid plays with, he's got natural intensity. He's a high-energy guy. So I think he'll be fine.
Sam Rundle said during one of our intermission breaks yesterday that the triplets really play like they're 6'4". You agree?
Yeah, they just got a high compete level, and they're skilled, but they got a high compete level, and that's what we were so impressed with when we were watching them, and we wanted them, is that they're the jack of all trades.
You could tell just watching last night from up in the press box that it had a different feel last night, a lot more defensive minded, a lot more blue line to blue line play. It's typical in league games. How do you get line changes and not have guys out there forever when you can't get a puck deep?
Well, again, the bottom line is guys are going to have to persevere through a long shift at times, and and then when they do line change, they can't take the easy way out and line change on the back check, and that happened a few times last night. And the bottom line is you have to line change in the offensive zone or when the puck's going north, and guys don't want to do that a lot because, again, they want to score a goal, but the next thing you know, now they're back checking again, and they lost that energy that they just had 6 seconds earlier.
You really got to take advantage of every little mistake in a league game that's that defensive, don't you?
Well, you do. And Schultz, it was a fine line last night. And if Mike Bitzer doesn't make that breakaway save with about 2 minutes to go in the second, it's 2-2. And then, another minute and a half after that, we make it 3-1. So, there's a fine line between winning and losing or having a change of momentum in a game.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.